JEA announced last week it's moving its headquarters to Adams Street. Jacksonville Daily Record associate editor David Cotton is here to explain why that location beat out two others and what hurdles remain for the city's public utility. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. David, your public opinion poll was wrong. People were guessing that this headquarters was going to end up in Lot J next to the stadium. That didn't happen.
They did. You know, the JEA board made a decision, and I think it was probably the right decision to take a vacant piece of property in the downtown urban core by the Duval County Courthouse and build there. They decided to go with West Adams Street, at least in, you know, my analysis of this decision, because Lot J just seemed to have too many things going on that, you know, a lot of uncertainty over there. What's going to surround it? With the Kings Avenue Station site on the South Bank, it was a little too far away for JEA. The board chair, Alan Howard, said last week that JEA's job is not to be an economic development engine. It's to support its employees and to be the best stewards of ratepayers' money. And so they felt that that was the best decision to make to move to West Adams Street.
Was it just the best bang for the buck?
I think so. And also it was timing issues as well. Ryan Companies US, which is the developer of this property, laid out a pretty clear plan. You know, this site doesn't have a lot of issues under the ground. You know, there's no environmental remediation that needs to take place. It's already in a bustling part of downtown that will accommodate this, and it'll fit right in, I think.
Right next to the courthouse.
Yes, and the state attorney's office.
So what's the timeline?
For the next 4 months, JEA and Ryan Companies have some time to work out all the little issues that are still present in the lease they have to sign. Also, Ryan Companies has to actually purchase the land from the city, and because that's city-owned property, the Downtown Investment Authority has to actually advertise a public sale of that property. So that takes a little bit of time. It allows other bidders to come in and say, hey, here's our offer for it. I have a hard time believing that Ryan Companies won't own this property in a couple of months. They've hired some pretty powerful lobbyists that are well-known around Jacksonville to get this deal done.
Looking at the winning proposal from Ryan Companies, we see that it's going to be a LEED certified building, definitely different from the current headquarters.
Yeah, much more energy efficient. They're going to combine the customer service center and the actual corporate offices into a 9-story building. There's actually going to be a rooftop sort of patio deck for employees as an amenity. And the next door, they're going to build a parking garage for customers and employees. And it'll fit right in with all this cool architecture that's kind of surrounding there.
And what happens to the old headquarters?
Oh, well, JEA wants to sell it. They believe they can get premium money for this site. You know, whether it gets demolished or not is to be determined. I think there's a lot of people hoping somebody steps in and really repurposes that building.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record Associate Editor David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.